Welcome back to the programme. Now, a lot of conversation going on here about our previous interviewee. And, you know, I think it reveals an awful lot that we don't hear that often here. That is of genuine conviction. But anyway, moving on, as you may have heard, Snow Patrol... I'm moving on to music, and I've been joined by Roisin Dwyer, and I'm shifting my head out of politics now, has been named the most played track of the 21st century, and even though it never made it to number one, we all think success in music is number one. Made us think twice about some of the songs we know and love and would have assumed made it to number one, but they never did. So, to bring us through some of the surprising non-number one hits, we're joined by Roisin Dwyer from Hot Press Magazine and Owen Sweeney, radio and TV producer and formerly of this parish also, let it be said. Now, what one surprised you the most, Owen?
Two, actually. As a song, The Proclaimers' I'm Gonna Be 500 Miles, which is a track that has gone around the world, appropriately enough, given its title, a million times and back again. But it never even got into the UK top 10, nor the Irish top 10, bizarrely enough. And secondly, The Carpenters, Marion. When you think of the 1970s and all the smoochy music and all the middle-of-the-road music and all that stuff that kind of sold by the bucket load, the Carpenters never had a UK number one. It's not hard to believe. Not Rainy Day or Rainy Days and Mondays, not Top of the World, not
Superstar. Yeah, because you think it's like the soundtrack of a certain period, don't you?
But isn't the number one to find in terms of the number of buckets of the...
Well, they sold a lot of LPs. They didn't sell a lot of singles. They did have, rather brilliantly, one Irish number one, which was... Calling Occupants of Interplanetary Craft, which I love to say.
Yeah, great title. Roisin.
Yes, well, Aha's Take on Me didn't make it to number one, was held off the number one spot by Jennifer Rush's Power of Love in October 1985. I think the song has actually become more famous for the video, which is a beautiful sort of pencil sketch animation and live action combination.
Here we go. As you say, you'd think that everybody in the whole world knew that. Now, the biggest band of all time, the Beatles, had loads of successes, but they had plenty of surprising ones that didn't make it.
Yes, Penny Lane and Strawberry Fields Forever, most people think did, but actually didn't, was held off the number one spot by Engelbert Humperdinck with his song Release Me, which was actually, Owen and I were quite surprised to find out, the biggest selling single of 1967.
In the UK, and he was number one for 5 weeks, I think, Release Me, and he was number one, or 6 weeks, I think, and he was number one at 5 weeks in Ireland and the UK with The Last Waltz. So that man was selling an awful lot of... seven-inch singles in 1967. Surely. At the height, the great thing about the charts, Marion, is like at the height of, say, The Summer of Love, you think the Beatles, the ultimate single, you know, the double A-side, bit of Paul, bit of John, Penny Lane, Strawberry Fields Forever, the ultimate Liverpool Beatles song, and it didn't get to number one, which is fascinating. Also, kind of poignantly, Let It Be, the final single they released as a band a month before Paul left the band, didn't get to number one in Ireland or the UK either. And the same week, at number six in the charts behind Let It Be was Instant Karma, John's third solo single. So, you know, the charts do tell you a bit of it's like watching the ads between
I don't
the TV
know what
programs
they tell
and old VHS tapes.
Yeah, Fairy Tale of New York didn't make it.
No, famously, and it did in Ireland. It did
in the
UK.
Ones,
yeah, it
you know,
get Christmas number one. It was beaten by the Pet Shop Boys, wasn't it?
It was, yes, with their Elvis cover, Always on My Mind. Yeah, a song that has really, I think, just resonated through the years, but never made it to number one. Also, Cyndi Lauper's "Girls Just Want to Have Fun." People think, oh yeah, great track from the 80s. That was surely a number one. It wasn't. It was held off the top spot by UB40's "Red Red Wine." And interestingly,
and Neil Diamond cover.
Yes, and interestingly, it was written by a man called Robert Hazard, who wrote it from a male perspective, and there was a throwaway observation, girls just want to have fun, and Cyndi took it, turned it into a feminist anthem.
Wasn't number one in America either. Yeah. You know, Van Halen's Jump beat to the top spot there.
I thought it was coming up there, but oh, there it is. Now, we're not going to get through them all. Wonderwall didn't.
No, Oasis' biggest selling single only got to number two, and in fact it was covered a few years later by the Mike Flowers Pops and got to number two again, which is bizarre. But they've had about 8 number one singles, but not with Wonderwall.
I think I have to mention Last Christmas, because this is the one that is still in with the chance of perhaps becoming a number one. It didn't. It was held off the top spot by Band-Aid's Do They Know It's Christmas? But it did make the number two spot in 2017, I think because of the fact that George Michael passed away the previous Christmas. Mm-hmm. And it made the number three spot in 2018. So we could still see it perhaps reaching number one.
I think it's the biggest selling song in the UK never to reach number one.
And an important thing to say is that at the time, George Michael gave all the royalties to the Ethiopian famine. Yes, so there you go.
And he was the third singer on Do They Know It's Christmas.
He was.
Third voice you hear. So he's at number one and number two. And number six the following year. Yeah. It's amazing what you can find out on the internet. Isn't it?
Yeah. I'll tell you this much. Going through it all, it's amazing the things that you thought were up there, but it's kind of nice for a summer Sunday to be thinking about those things as opposed to racism and other important things that have to be talked about too. We'll finish again with the Beatles' Strawberry Fields.
Why not?
Okay, listen, thank you both very much. Sorry I went over on America, but there you go.
Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Field. Nothing is real.